Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about delegating, getting rid of the stuff you shouldn't be doing, and also learning to take advice. This is something that I've worked on for the last however many years. Some days I feel I'm okay at it, other days I feel I am absolutely terrible. So I want to share some stuff that's working for me and why it's one of the big four on my list of things to do this year. So let's dive into it. Okay, so 2024 is kicking off. Excitement, enjoyment. I don't know about you guys, but I've had 2 weeks off, just really chilling, not doing much. You know, I think probably one of my best skills is actually doing absolutely nothing or doing nothing of value to society. It's absolutely amazing. You know, I'm not even expensive. I'm quite happy just chilling out, zoning out, you know, letting responsibility pass me by. I just really enjoy it. And it has been fun. And it's left me feeling so much better coming into the year. January is my favorite month of the year for that reason. I come back relaxed and I can get going. And this is a big thing in New Zealand because we're in the Southern Hemisphere. It's our summer and it's kind of the time where this happens for me. And with the new year, it's always a good time to set new focuses, new goals. Now, one of the big ones I've been working on, so I've got goals around settling into my house. We're getting into that. I've got goals personally about my health. Like I'm really set this year. That's my number one, and I'll do another podcast on that. But I've been trying to work out from a work and business point of view, what do I want my goals to be? Now I sat down, I said, pay off business debt. I had make a little bit more money each month, which, if I'm honest, are not strong goals for me. You know, although 100% both of them are on the list, they're targets, they're things I want to meet this year, neither of them really inspire me or push me to be any better. You know, these are things that once you've got a business running and it's ticking along, you can put these targets in place, you can map them out, you can achieve them over a year. I've come to that term, and I'm pretty happy about that, which is pretty cool, and it's awesome, but it doesn't have any excitement. It's not something I'm really struggling with. It's kind of it's a pretty basic goal, really. And so I've sat down and thought, what would actually be something I need to see on my screensaver every day that I need to actually get better at to move the business forward? It to move me forward more than anything. And there are two key things. One is take advice. Now, as a dyslexic, as someone with ADHD, my advice-taking skills are very variable. I always used to watch this with my dad, and I see it a bit of myself, is that quite often, as a family, we would give him an idea. He'd ignore it for 2 days, and then he'd come back in 2 days' time having thought about it. He'd tell you his version of the exact same idea and take all the credit for it. It was quite hilarious. You know, we used to laugh so much about it, but he'd do it on such a regular basis, it became a bit of a pattern. And, you know, although I'm conscious of that, so I don't quite do that, you know, none of us in my family, at least, were ever very good at taking advice. We always wanted to feel like we came up with the idea. It was our hard work. It was kind of like if you imagine someone chiseling a statue out of stone, and at the end, when they're finished, they're like, this is my statue. For my family, it was kind of like, this is my idea. And it was like, we wanted to be able to kind of, I don't want to say take all the credit, we're all very aware we're taking on muses from around us, like we're learning from videos, TV shows, blog posts, newspapers. They're all feeding us, but we like to think that the gestation or the creation of the idea came from us. You know, that was really important. It was something that was built into me, really. I'm not sure this is the same for everybody. I know dyslexics especially are known for being massive problem solvers, something we pride ourselves on. It's something we get remarked about. I know for me, it's one of the things I'm really proud of myself for. But I can sometimes take that to an extreme in the fact that I want to be the one who's solving other people's problems, But I get a bit tetchy when other people start to solve mine. And it's a really shitty habit. I'm going to use that word because it is true. Like I kind of slow myself down in life because I don't take advice. Probably the one person I take advice from these days is my wife more than ever. Like I do listen to her. She's very wise. I'm very lucky. I've gotten better at taking advice from her because I really trust her. And I know she knows me. I know I can bounce things off her. And she's just brilliant. And I do get advice from people around. People I talk to, I definitely learn things from. But for me to really open up and say, hey, here's where I am. Here's where I want to be. I'm stuck. Help me get over this hurdle. It takes me a long time to get to a point where I trust someone enough to let them coach me like that. You know, it's tough. It's really tough because it's kind of like me saying, hey, here is my vulnerabilities. Here's where I want to be. I don't know how to get there. Do I trust what you're going to say to me enough to follow it? Because I also know one of the challenges I have is unless I really believe or trust something or I've got energy around it, it doesn't matter what advice you give me as a coach, probably not going to do it. Like I know who I am as a person. My dyslexic mind gets excited at one point and then runs away at the next. And so I've had this real love-hate relationship with getting quality advice from coaches. You know, it's not to say that I haven't had some great advice. I'm sure it could be pulled out of my life that I've done really well in parts. I've gone to events where I've seen NLP speakers or speakers on my industry or, you know, I'm open to learning. Don't get me wrong. I'm a huge learner. But I really struggle with taking, do you know what I mean? Specific advice. Someone saying, hey, I've seen what you're doing here, and I don't think you're doing that the right way. If you changed it like this, this would speed you up. I seem to struggle with that advice that's a lot more in depth, involves a lot more mental energy, and a lot more, I want to say, being humble. Because you've got to be pretty humble in that case. Like, you've got to be really humble to say, actually, I don't know what I'm doing. Help me. And definitely in certain settings, like I know with my dyslexia, when I did the Davis Dyslexia Program, that was probably a place where I was coached and trained. And I think the benefit there was I knew so little about it, I was open to walking in and being taught. And I think that was a huge benefit, and I was lucky that worked. Because in a lot of other cases, it wouldn't. The way my brain operates, the way I operate, I just would have struggled with it. So one of the big things this year is I want to be coached. I want to be better. You know, if I'm going to get to where I want to be in my health and fitness goals, at some point, I'm probably going to need to speak to a nutritionist. I'm probably going to need to actually get advice from a personal trainer. Now, I've gone through these people in the past in different points, but I've kind of used them as, I don't know, bouncing off points where I'll get a little bit of advice from one, and then they're gone. But I actually, you know, for me to try and find someone who's going to help coach me on a bunch of these things, if I'm honest, I haven't done it. So I've actually got to reach out and ask someone. There's someone in a group I know that I'm going to try with and see how it goes. And we're really going to test it out and see. Someone who can follow me on my journey for the next 12 months and point me in the right directions. So that's, really exciting. And for some people out there, maybe that seems really simple, but I'm not sure about you, but how good are we at actually taking real advice? You know, it's a big one. It's the only way you can actually ever truly jump forward, I would say, is my probably take on it. And it's a massive one for me personally. The second part of it is delegating more. So at the top, I'm taking advice to get better. So it's kind of like taking new inputs to improve. The other piece I've got to get better at, and I used to be great at this, I thought, was delegating. Deleting and delegating, handing stuff off. You know, it's kind of like, and you know, we're seeing this a lot at the moment because I'm moving house, but it's kind of like when you move house, you end up with all this clutter that you've collected. Now, we moved into this place 2 years ago while our house was being finished, and it is amazing the amount of clutter that you get. You know, you get even Christmas, unwanted Christmas gifts or, you know, just so much random stuff. The garage just seems to, I don't know, it seems to be a magnet for random stuff. And I was going to say another word, but I won't. Let's just say there's so much happening with it. And it's like, I really you know, when it comes to that kind of clutter, it's kind of the same in our work lives or day-to-day lives. You kind of add new tasks you have to do, or you think you have to do, and you do them in a way that just isn't working, like that just tires you out. Like even doing this podcast twice a week, I've tried it in a variety of ways over the years, and I need to get better at it. I need to work out, can I delegate some of the editing? Would that actually speed it up? I'm not sure it would, but I need to explore it. Could I batch record these? I'm testing this at the moment. Can I record 4 of these every 2 weeks? This makes a lot more sense than me kind of getting to a day before and then doing 2 and then having to do it the next week. And so I might even get to a point where I do research 1 fortnight and I record them all in 1 batch once a month. It could happen. I'm not sure yet how this is going to look, but I want to really work around this whole deletion, delegating, and kind of just improving those systems. I've kind of gone a bit lazy last year, I felt, where I let a few things slide and I just kind of accepted they were there. I was kind of so overwhelmed in points. There was so much anxiety around stuff. I just couldn't handle adjusting it. And I find that at the beginning of every year, it's the easiest time to make those alterations. So that's at the top of my list. I'm going to get that done. I'm going to nail it this year. Because, you know, half of that stuff, it adds anxiety, right? If I get to a Monday and I want to release a podcast on a Tuesday and I haven't really started yet, not only am I going to probably rush it to a point, but 2, I'm going to add stress on everything else I'm doing. And like, I don't want my blood pressure to be higher. I want to enjoy each day. One of my other goals this year, one of my other big 4 is enjoy the journey each day. And I'm not going to enjoy the journey if I'm creating unneeded stress. There's enough other stress in life, right? Why create more of the stuff? So that's really, really important to me. I want to get rid of it. So it's a biggie. And so that's what I want to share, guys. That's a big one for me, is taking better advice and delegating and deleting more. And so what I'd question for yourself is, do you have a challenge with any of that? Do you have a bunch of stuff in your life that you could delegate or delete? What are you doing that you kind of may think you need to do, but you don't, be it at work or in day-to-day life? How could you batch things together better so you could be more effective and efficient? And how could you get better advice? Could you get a mentor or a coach? Could you get someone to help you navigate the challenges you're experiencing? Because I'll guarantee you there's someone who's been where you are. And if you're willing to take their advice, you can get to the results you want quicker. The question you've got to ask yourself, and the question I'm asking myself, is do I like the struggle of trying to do it myself more than the outcome? And that's a big question. Because if I'm enjoying the struggle, the pain, then I need to ask myself, do I need to get rid of that belief there? Do I need to change it? Or do I need to keep it and just accept it? Because that's the big question I have, is maybe I actually just enjoy the pain. Maybe if everything's going too well, it actually isn't good for me. So that's probably a topic for another podcast. Potentially might come in the future. But I hope that's got you thinking. I just wanted to share that because it's a big one. It's a real realization I've had about 2 things that if I can get better at this year will make a massive impact across my life. So have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back next week.